It's Thursday night, August 10th, and it's the 19th of Av. We're going to give this shir. It's Chusar for Shalema for Yosef Meir ben Chayaleya. Maybe a Refur Shalema, be able to up walking and maybe even running a marathon, Bezos Hashem, soon. If not the marathon, we'll be happy with the up and walking. That would be good also.
Halavai, we sure run a marathon.
So, Daf Hei is basically a continuation of, it's really a derivation or analysis of a brisa which discusses all the different types of situations where a person could be over Baal Tacher. It's a type of Gemara that's very drusha-based and very technical, very detail-based. And just so we don't get, you know, you lose the forest because of the trees, you have to just realize that the Sefer HaChinuch has a very poignant comment about Baal Ta'acher, which tells us, you know, shows us the beauty and the dichotomy of this mitzvah. Because on one hand, the reason why we have a concept of Baal Ta'acher is that we know that if a human being, we make a promise to a human being, let's say to our boss or somebody who we're very beholden to, or somebody that we're sometimes intimidated by, or somebody that we really need to impress, we can guarantee you that things are going to get done very quickly. And it's not going to be ready tomorrow, it's already going to be ready yesterday. So, the Sefer HaChinuch, in terms of his, you know, his regular derech, or his general derech, is Acharei HaPa'ulos Nimshechos HaLevavos. So we have, you know, with similar idea that we have by Basar V'dam, so we should also include that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so? And of course, it's easier with a person because the person is tangible, the person is physical, the person is there. And it's supposed to raise our awareness for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not just obligating us to do something. What's interesting about this mitzvah, though, is that the Sefer HaChinuch mentions is that, again, while we have to keep our obligations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also shows Rachmanis. Because instead of us making a pick up and go right to Yerushalayim and to redeem our Nedarim and do whatever we need to do, we have either one regel, two regalim, sometimes three regalim, and even one sheet that says possibly five regalim. You take a neder right after Pesach, and then you need shlosh regalim kisidron. Take you five regalim before you're over the Isser. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing that we have to put Avodas Hashem in perspective, and we have to make, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Ritzono Ritzoncha, right? On the other hand, though, there is the realization that Kadosh Baruch Hu is also, while he wants us to show the responsibility, he's also showing this compassion. So the whole idea of an Av, a Melech, and it's important to keep that in perspective, that while we're analyzing this mitzvah, and this Gemara is very technical, there is a real, real important lesson that we learn from this mitzvah. One of the issues, the small issue I wanted to discuss was short little Gemara on the bottom of Heyum and Aleph, which stretches into Heyum and Beis, and really in stressing this, it's not only in the particular inyan that we're going to be mentioning, but is a broader concept in terms of the depth and the richness of learning and how a small little nuance in the words of a Rishon or an Achron can shed light and to open up a totally, totally different perspective. You gotta look at the mashal like a person is working in a cave and he's exploring a cave and all of a sudden, you know, he's digging here and all of a sudden he hits one side and voila, this little hole leads to this gigantic open new cavern and all of a sudden you're in a totally, totally new way. And you're in a different path or you're different, you see a totally different perspective than you saw before. What am I going to discuss? I'm going to be discussing the Gemara's discussion of the Braisa, which mentions the different things on the bottom of Daladim and Aleph where you're over Baal Ta'acher. And one of them, the Gemara says, is Pesach. So the Gemara says, Pesach bar mikra b'regalim hu. Read through the Gemara. Pesach, you bring on the Karim Pesach, you bring on the Yontif. No, it's not a yontif over there. You don't break it on Erev Yontif. You bring it Erev Yontif. Pesach Zim LeKavili. It has a set time. I akrave, akrave. Yelo akrave, idchale. If you brought it, you bring it. If not, you doche. There's no, you missed it. There's not a question of Pesach Sheni is something a little different. But there's no question of, you know, oh, I'm going to make a neder to bring my Korban Pesach, so if I can't bring my Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, you know, I'll do it next time I go to Shavuos.
Right, isn't there that from Pesach in Kehelis, what's broken can't be fixed? Mubas
lo yuchal liskon, v'chisaron lo yuchal, yeah, that's one of the things, mubas lo yuchal liskon. Exactly, there's no, right, you can't bring this particular thing there, and when you have Pesach Sheni, that's a whole question, if it's the same Korban, if it's a Tash, whatever it is. But, Lamaisa, you're not bringing your Korban Pesach, you come to the base of Mikdash Erev Sukkos.
You could do it based on Shane.
Yeah, but I'm saying, right, but you're not sure, right. But it's not like a neder, you know, like, oh, you know, I pledged the shlomim, and I just ran out of animals, and I couldn't get an animal, or in case I ran out of money, I couldn't bring it Pesach time, Shavuos, I couldn't make it to the base of Mikdash, so I can go Erev Sukkos and bring the net. No, we're not talking about, you can't do that Karim Pesach. So in fact, Amar Rav Chista Pesach Kerei Naspa, Pesach was just mentioned, but really there is no inyan of Baal Ta'acher. Shesh is something else, though. Rav Sheshes Amar, my Pesach, Shalmi Pesach. We're talking about Shlomim of Pesach. What Shlomim of Pesach? So Rashi explains.
Are we on to, you have to bring a common Shlomim too?
So he says something else. He says something else. It says, B'shalo Karev Bizmano. She'avad. That what happened. You lost your Karban Pesach. V'niskaper ba'acher. So what do? You set one aside. You lost it. It's Erev Pesach. You're like frantic. Can imagine what our house looks like here at Pesach. You're worried about the lettuce.
Right.
Imagine the worry about the Korban Pesach. Luckily, some guy was selling a sheep. He quickly grabbed it. And then lo and behold, what happens? After you shechted it, you find the first one back. So the Mishnayos and Pesachim already tell us, who nasa shlomim? It becomes a shlomim. The kedinavka l'pesachim, the osan shlomim, im achron gimel regalim over. So these shlomim, meaning your original Korban Pesach, that was pushed aside because you lost it and you brought a second animal, this original animal now has a din of shlomim. So we're saying that this din of shlomim, this carbon paste, this shlomim now, is baal ta'acher. So the Gemara just jumps off and says, yihachi, hainu shlomim. So I need to mention this separately. Bryce already mentioned shlomim. It says if Pesach means shlomim,
right,
then it should be shlomim. So the Gemara says, no. Tana Shlomim Habayim Machmas Pesach, V'tana Shlomim Habayim Machmas Atzman. The Braisa taught both cases. Why does the Braisa have to teach both cases? I'll tell you. Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought, Ho'ilu Machmas Pesach Ka'asu, since these are really coming because of the Korban Pesach, meaning, the Chiyuv came about because of Korban Pesach. That's the reason why you're bringing this. K'Pesach Damu, would be like Pesach. K'mash Malon, you got three regalim. My question is, a question that Rishonim are bothered by is, what does it mean, K'Pesach Tomu, it will be like Pesach? So Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says, Uva Regel Rishon, Yavar Alehim. Should mean that you'd be over Baal Ta'acher, Motzei Yontif. You have the 7 days of Pesach, right, to bring it. As soon as Pesach is over, you would be over. So the Havamina, that this Shlomim is treated like a Korban Pesach.
Right.
With the Baal Ta'acher, right? So then we'd have, you know, we'd have 7 days to bring it. That would be...
But we don't have the 7 days to bring the Korban Pesach. No, it's only...
no, but right, right. Say, but it would have, you know, because it's coming for right. A Pesach, it would have...
So it's a new... we're considering a new category.
New category, right.
Okay.
So that's the Havamina. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos, in very short Tosfos, on Hayim and Aleph, Dibur Maskelis Ve'i, and Tosfos says four words. Vaharei, Miyad over Olav. You're over.
Oh, right away.
Right away. So, Rashi says, Beregel Rishon. Tosfo says, Miyad. The Aruch Lener points out that this is really a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. That Rashi says that you have through the Yontif.
Right.
Because it's still a Shlomim, right? Even though it's coming, the Chiyuv was generated originally as a Korban Pesach, it's still a Shlomim, so you have that Tashlumin aspect of the 7 days.
So Tosfos would say beginning of Yontif.
Right, Pesach, right. Right.
Beginning of Yontif.
So, right. So, look at that. Regel Rishon Miyad. We just plucked out a machlokas. Truth is, though, concept is, though, that There would, though, according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, now whether it would be before the end of Yontif, or rather be the first night of Yontif, there still is this concept of Baal Ta'achar. Right? There's a Havamiyah that there's the concept of the Baal Ta'achar by a korban that's generated something with the Zaman. I'm going to read you a quote that the Minchas Chinuch brought down from the Turi Avin. The Turi Avin was one of the major Achronim on Rosh Hashanah. The quote's the following. It says, Kevan Dizmano Kavua, right? That since it has a set time.
What has a set time?
We're going to say that since the Shlomim really are taking the place of a Korban Pesach, are coming there, so since the Korban Pesach has a set time, Lo Shayach Klal Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo.
We're saying it shouldn't be possible at all.
It's not at all in Baal Ta'acher. Ve'ino over Klal Baal Ta'acher. It's already out of the parsha. So right over here, we see that, again, Regel Rishon, Miyad, Lo Shayach Klal. You don't read it carefully. Okay? Just go gloss right over right there. And you can say, it would have been a very quick thing there. But really, the Minchas Chinuch points out that we have a very fundamental machlokas between the Turi Avin and whatever we've shown him fit into the Shita. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say the Rambam fits into the Shita. There are those who want to say the Ran fits into the Shita. Because again, it's a little difficult just to say that we have a Turi Avin being cholik on or
Rashi
and Tosos because you have Rishonim and Achronim. Right. But there are those who will read in different Rishonim to put it in there. But again, we're talking about a Lumdus type issue anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And the issue, so I'm not sure if it's, as big of a thing over there. We're not saying, they're arguing in halacha and stuff like that. But in terms of just, this is more of a Lumdus type of thing. But there are Rishonim that are tied into this Shita. But basically, the Binchas Chinuch says that the fundamental machlokas is, do we say Baal Ta'acher on things that have a Zman Kavua or not? Whereas Rashi and Tosfos would be saying, we do. And within that
Rashi's more leniently than Tosfos, obviously.
Right, within that Shita, that Mahalech, they veer off into a machlokas about whether it's takes the place of completely, if this Shlomo is going to completely take the place of a carbon paper, right? Or it's just, it's like Pesach, it's taking, the Tashlum, and that's fine. Or the way the Turi Avin says that, no, a carbon with the Zman Kavua would not be in the Parsha Baal Ta'acher. And Nafkamina, let's say, would be, a carbon Tamid, and the Sachem that come with the Tamid, and stuff like that. These type of things are a carbon, right? These type of things.
Well, then why don't we say, wouldn't it be considered in the Mitzvah Shazman Grama then?
Do we say that?
Because we know that.
Right, I don't know if we consider, karbonos and stuff, mitzvah seishes man.
No, but just why do we, shouldn't only apply to karbonos, this concept.
Oh, Baal Ta'achar and stuff like that. Well, we're talking about, again, something that you have to bring or to give, meaning it's in terms of, as opposed to, a kim and lulav.
But why don't we say that you can only apply, in other words, the question is, does it need to only apply to something that I need to bring as opposed to something I need to do?
I think it's more having to do with giving. Because if you look at all the things that are in the Pasuk, Tzedakah, Matnos Anim, and stuff like that, it's a concept of giving something, either to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to other people, as opposed to a private, personal chiyuv, meaning I don't bench lulav, I don't eat matzah, so I'm not affecting anybody directly, I'm not showing, missing something out for the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to, let's say you have something like a neder or like Matnos Anim where you would apply it. So, comes out that according to the Turi Avin and the Shita, the only time that we're going to have a Chiyuv of Baal Ta'achar by a Korban is something that's an individual generated Chiyuv, like a neder and a dava, a chatas, an asham, or something where you have to bring it, but doesn't tell you exactly when you have to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that's within a certain parameter of a time frame, the Turi Avin would say there is no Baal Ta'achar. Rashi and Tosfos would say there's Baal Ta'achar. And again, see, while we're going through a technical Gemara and a technical daf, you first of all see the whole thought process of Baal Ta'achar, and you see how we can throw these little nuances. And these little nuances within the line of a Rishon or the line of an Achron can open the way to whole different new ideas and different concepts.